So the melon heads are a folk creature found within the Northeast and Rust Belt regions of the United States, with various legends surrounding them being most common in Ohio, Michigan, and Connecticut. They're short, almost looking like your stereotypical, you know, little green Martians, with similarly large heads and bodies. They're a race of strange subhuman creatures, men and women with rampant mutations and deformities. They're said to be savage cannibals, seizing travelers at night and devouring them. There's a bunch of different variations on the Melonhead legend depending on where you are, but in this podcast we'll be focusing specifically on the Melonheads of Connecticut, found within the woods of the Trumbull and Shelton area. The first of the two most popular variations takes place in the 1900s, where an institution for the criminally insane in the woods of Fairfield County burned down. Supposedly, everybody died in those flames, but 10 to 20 inmates are said to have escaped, never to be found again. It is believed that those inmates escaped re-imprisonment by keeping to the shadows, forming small communities of cannibals who seized and ate lost travelers. They resorted to incest as they burned. And the combination of their abominable diet, sexual inbreeding, and prior mental illness led to their grotesque appearance, mental incapability, and outright savagery. There's a few mental health facilities that could have served as inspiration for this legend. There's the Fairfield Hills State Mental Hospital, the Garner Correctional Institute, both of which are located in Newtown, as well as the Federal Correction Institute located in Danbury. All these institutions are located very close to dense woodland regions, and it's believed their proximity to local living centers may have spooked the locals, afraid of the supposedly criminally insane in these institutions, which could have eventually, you know, morphed the legend that we know today. The other variation, most common legend regarding the Melonhead's origin in Connecticut says that during the colonial period, a supposed witch and her family were expelled from their homes by the Puritan villagers. Like the escaped inmates, they hid in the woods to survive, and over the years, they bred incestuously and ate, you know, human travelers, with increasingly disastrous mental and physical mutations manifesting in each subsequent generation of children. They eventually became so savage, deformed, and mentally distorted that they ate and killed anyone that they came across. The origin story of the colonial variation of the Melonheads may well be the Melungian peoples, a term for numerous tri-racial isolate groups of people in colonial and revolutionary America. These people are said to be mixed-race descendants of European outcasts, freed slaves and Native Americans who, because of their obvious ostracization at the hands of wider society, they formed small, isolated communities on the fringes. They decided to keep to themselves and, in general, away from the mainstream. Xenophobic Americans may have labeled these people as cannibals and incestuous, leading to the creation of the Melonheads myth. I'll be expanding on this particular point shortly. The legend of the Melonheads is but one example of the popular man-eater mythic archetype. It is one of many man-eating mythological creatures that can be found in the folklores of countless civilizations. This mythic category is extremely diverse, but is characterized by an inhuman slash subhuman creature that feeds on human flesh, blood, brains, bile, etc. I contend that the origin of this sort of myth is the universal propensity of human cultures to shun cannibalism. Cannibals are thus regarded in culture and mythology as non-human or subhuman. Therefore, it's no surprise that cannibals and myths almost always portrayed as inhuman or, you know, deformed or whatever to some degree. Sometimes, you know, a myth, it's the act of consuming human flesh that transitions a human into an inhuman, such as a Wendigo. And sometimes it's that innate humanity that leads the creature to eat human flesh. There's plenty of examples of this familiar archetype in folklore. In European mythology, you might find vampires, zombies, or witches like Hansel and Gretel or Baba Yaga. Other societies produce manticores and other such creatures. This accusation of cannibalism is common among xenophobes throughout history and has probably led to the creation of most of the folkloric man-eaters that we know today. For example, the Carib and Aztec peoples were said to practice ritualized cannibalism by the invading Spanish colonists, which allowed, you know, Columbus to legitimize his large-scale colonization of their lands, and was later proved to be objectively untrue. This probably led to a variety of different folklore creatures that ate human flesh in such a ritualized manner, and most apparently led to the creation of the word cannibal that we know today, which comes from the Spanish word canibales, their word for the Caribs. An earlier example comes from medieval Jews in Christian Europe, where they were believed to be subhuman and devilish, equipped with horns and tails. They were accused of practicing blood libel, using the blood of Christian babies to cook matzah. European Christians were scared that Jews would transform into monsters and or animals to kidnap and eat Christian children. And plenty of creatures were created or altered directly based on these caricatures, such as goblins, devils, trolls, and more. Most or all of which in very, you know, they're very varied creatures, but they're all said to eat humans in various different pieces of folklore or media. More broadly, many mythological creatures have been inspired just by plain xenophobia and bigotry itself, such as orcs being a stand-in for the savage other or racial inbreeding. Quite often, the shape of a culture's folkloric monsters are pretty much defined what the culture is scared of. Similarly, and I'm arguing here that it's wholly possible that the Melungian peoples fell victim to the same accusation of cannibalism, such as what happened to the Jews and the Aztecs and the Caribs and other peoples throughout history, leading to the creation of the melon head creature of legend over time.